Hey ladies, welcome back to another episode of Juicy Femininity for Black Girls, where we obsess over giving women the tools to create joy and to raise their vibration in the areas of self-care, relationships, and money. I am your host, energy healer and master life coach, LaTanya Carla, and I'm basically your new level up homegirl, so welcome to the space. Before we take a deep dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts if you've enjoyed the podcast so far. You can also head over to hvlclub.higherlivingspace.com to sign up for our exclusive membership community, which is filled with gems that I have curated just for you to help you cultivate life-changing healing and wellness. So let's get right into today's episode. Hello, you guys. Welcome back to the space. Today's episode is a little happy and sad, but this is the final episode of season two and also the final episode of Juicy Femininity for Black Girls. Now, this is not the end of this podcast, but it is the end of this stage of the podcast, I would say. I have been thinking about this for a few months, most of 2022, actually, in that it may just be a time to pivot the podcast a bit. When I started this podcast, I really wanted to talk about femininity in a way that I wasn't seeing being talked about on the internet and on social media. And I felt like it was doing women a disservice to talk about it so surface level. And so I started having deeper discussion about it. And that was most of season one. Well, that was season one of this podcast. And as you've seen in season two, I've kind of expanded the topics a little bit more to go deeper into helping women really change their lives and really cultivate a life that creates room for their feminine energy to flourish. And I think that where we are now is really going into a deeper conversation on how to live better and how to heal and how to just grow as women who don't want to be stressed out and overwhelmed with life and all the things. And so I've been feeling for a long time that the podcast needed to pivot. But I didn't want to do a disservice to the audience who really come to this podcast to talk about femininity. I feel that all the topics that I discuss have a feminine undertone. Even if that's not the main topic of what I'm saying, I speak of everything with that mindset and energy. As I've done this podcast, I've learned a lot and I've grown a lot. And my knowledge and understanding has grown and developed. I've learned a lot from my audience. I've learned a lot from the people that I've met and engaged with over the 2 years that I've been doing this podcast. And the topic has expanded for me to more than just living a feminine lifestyle. I believe in the feminine lifestyle. I live a feminine lifestyle. I believe every woman should live a feminine lifestyle, but I think we need to go deeper. And this year, I rebranded my business to not just be Juicy Feminine Woman, even though that is still a part of the business. Everything that I was creating in Juicy Feminine Woman is still a part of my business, but it has evolved. And my business is now Higher Living Space. And I am so proud of what I am creating in Higher Living Space and the team that I'm building there. And I changed the business, but I didn't change the podcast because I wanted to be respectful to the audience of the podcast. But the topics have expanded, and I feel like now it's time to really make a full pivot to where the brand is going. And so going forward, the podcast won't be Juicy Feminine, Juicy Femininity for Black Girls. It will be the Higher Living Podcast. And the reason for that is because I believe living a life of high vibration, of mindfulness, living at a different frequency is required to really create a feminine lifestyle. It is a deprogramming. It is a reprogramming. It means unlearning a lot of what you've been taught, not just by your mother or by the people in the women in your family or the men in your family. Not just by that, but just by society as a whole, to really cultivate that life, that lifestyle that you truly desire, that is calling to you from the inside, right? To really cultivate that requires more than just surface level talk about femininity and what it means and what you should look like to present yourself as a feminine woman. I think that it is harmful in a sense, but I also am a person who believes that all things work together for good, right? I truly believe that. I truly believe that the universe is always course correcting. So while there is a lot of trash out there now, eventually it levels itself out. I truly believe that. You know, I do. And I feel like the people who really mean well and really have a deeper understanding and a fuller understanding, a more well-rounded understanding than just, you know, doing a few Google searches or watching a couple videos on YouTube. I feel like eventually the people who really desire that life and want to create that for themselves find the people that they need. And so as I expand more into what it means to live a life of joy, of peace, of flow, of safety, of security, of means, of nurturing, of empathy, of compassion, of all those things, I know that it's necessary to fully pivot. So the podcast is not going away. It is just changing. And I'm hoping that the audience who has loved this podcast since the beginning stick around, and who really want a deeper dive, stick around. I have a lot of content coming in the new year. This rest of this month, this will be my last episode for 2022. I think that the new podcast, the Higher Living Podcast, will be back in 2023. Hopefully by end of January, maybe beginning of February. I don't have a definite date yet, but we'll be back. The branding of the podcast will change. The name of the podcast will change. So if you are a subscriber to the podcast, if you see a new cover in your on your Apple Podcasts or your Spotify or wherever you listen to us, it'll look different. But I have more topics that I want to discuss because, you know, my life has changed a lot. You know, I'm now single. I am, I'm co-parenting, right? That's a new stage of my life. There's more to talk about for me. Because before I talked about femininity as a partner in a relationship, and my life has changed. And so I want to talk about it from many different perspectives, right? I don't think femininity is about relationships. I've said that many times. I've said that many times that femininity is just not about your relationship with a man or, you know, partner. It is a way of life. It is a way of being. Right. And so I want to talk about it from where I am now in my life and, you know, moving into a new business from a place I don't talk. I talk about money on this podcast, but I don't go deeply into it. And I want to talk more about that stuff. I want to talk more about investing and creating passive income and creating income streams that allow you to still rest in your feminine and allow you not to have to be stressed out about making money and providing. I am home with my children every day. I homeschool my kids now. This is something that we started this year, but I am their teacher. I am the person who teaches them, and that's what I do during the day. But I also, you know, have bills to pay, right? So those things get done though, and I don't stress about it, and it's not a stressful thing. And I think that I would like to share more of that story so women can create that for themselves, because you know, I don't have a man paying the bills here. You know what I mean? Doesn't mean that that'll never be, but right now, I'm making it happen, and I'm doing the things that I want to do. And I want to show women how they can create that for themselves. I want to talk about wellness. I want to talk about how we take care of ourselves, how we can take care of ourselves better. And I've touched on that in the podcast, but I want to go deeper in that. I want to talk about homeschooling. I want to talk about why I believe homeschooling should be a first option for Black families. Why I think all Black families should homeschool. For a lot of people who hear that, they might think that that's not a reality for them. And I want to show you how it could be. I want to talk about dating, because I'm starting to date now. You know what I mean? And what that looks like now as, you know, someone who's coming out of a long-term relationship and now has children and, you know, what that's like. I want to give a more full-rounded discussion, and I want to have more guests. Well, I haven't had any guests on the show, but I want to have guests going forward who can talk more about what their experiences are and to talk specifically on topics that they have expertise in. So yeah, you know, I have a ton of ideas. I have a ton of things coming forward. I'm scheduling some interviews with new people, new guests for the podcast, and I'm excited. I am super excited about where things are going, and I want you to be excited as well. So I won't keep you too long. I won't make this podcast episode long. I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank you all for your comments, for your emails. I want to thank all of you who have joined the High Vibe Living community, who have also joined the High Vibe Living Club. I want to thank you all for just being with me, man, for listening to me sometimes rant, sometimes, you know, go in a direction that I didn't even intend to when I started the episode. But yeah, I want to thank you guys for really being here and for still listening and for supporting the podcast. And I hope you continue to support. So thank you guys. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for supporting. And I will see you in the new year when we are back as the Higher Living Podcast. Later.